אנחנו קוראים את תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ו', חלק
ו'. We're reading Study of the Ten Sefirot, page 116 in the Hebrew booklet, Pesach. Reading item 30, the Ari. They ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be aired. Study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 15, item 30. That is the matter as it's written in the Zohar. Dinim de tchura tkifin bereisha v'naichin b'seifa.
Translate, please.
The dinim in tchura, that the
judgments of the male are strong at first and soft in the end.
Because all the judgments of Zeranpin are in his Nahi of his, and when they expand in the Nukva, they become the Mochin, then they rest there at the end, that they have returned to be in the state of Mochin. However, when he is in this discernment above, when the Zat in it are included in the Gar in it, in its Reish Nahi, then they are Dinin Tkifin, strong dinin, strong judgments at the end of them. And therefore, the Creator showered sulfur and fire, which are harsh judgments from above, that then the Zeranpin is not mercy, but din, judgment. And if he is called Rachamim, mercy, it is when his Nehi become Mochin at the head of the Nukva.
Okay, first of all, whatever you understand, you do, and what you don't, you don't. It's non-important. What is important is the intention. What are we thinking about? What are we drawn toward during the studying? Because we're in this great big system that we're in, and in that system are working the forces that we're reading about, and then there's a question. What do I want from these forces that I'm now under their influence? I want for them to influence me in a more scrutinized manner, in a more targeted fashion. How exactly? And then, actually, what do I demand? That's very important. It's more important than hearing the text. Therefore, whoever is watching us on television, on the internet, from afar, we have the same work. Or those that are here, doesn't matter. While we're reading some kind of material, regardless of the extent to which I understand it, and specifically the materials that I do understand, it confuses me because it takes me to different inner states of mind, my psychology, how do I relate to things one way or another. And the materials that I don't really understand, that's more important. Because then, I have a feeling of helplessness, a feeling that I don't belong. Like Baal HaSulam writes in item 155 in the introduction to Tess, that according to the vast deficiency,
and even though they don't understand what they read, but from their desire to understand what they learn, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls.
Good. So when do I have a great yearning to understand what I'm studying? When I don't understand. Meaning, the more a person does not understand, the more he gains because he has a greater desire. Therefore, it says, it is not the wise who study, whoever thinks that he is wise and understands something. But it's specifically those that think that they have nothing. That yesterday I studied, I felt something, I learned something. Today, I'm empty again. And even more than yesterday, such a person is a very successful person. It's really, he's going to make it big time. That every day I feel that I'm more empty than the previous day. And then, in accordance with that emptiness that one feels, then you demand. What do you demand? A correction. Correction. Not just give me something. No such thing as give me. It's there. It's present. What is there to give to you? It's all in the air. Right here, right now. You only need the vessels for it. That's why there is a demand for an inner correction. This is the right demand. It's called wanting to cleave on, to know what we're studying, to be in this picture emotionally. For us to get into what Bala Sulam tells us about. Simply live it. Please.
Item 31. That is the matter of removing the sun from its pocket, as mentioned in the corrections. That is the matter of Havaya Adni, since Chama is Zera Anpin, and its Nartik, its case, is the Nukva, clothes, its Nehi, which are harsh judgments, called Chama Betoch Nartika de Nukva. And their strength is weakened, and when the sun comes out of its case, it burns the entire world with its harsh judgments. As it's been clarified above, that this takes place only on weekdays, but on the Sabbath it was panim bepanim.
Meaning the Zeranpin is called the sun. The sun burns the world, meaning that the light, if it'll shine on us, we will not be able to exist because it'll burn us. Therefore, we have to work with it in this form where the sun is in a cover. What is a cover? That the Zeranpin clothes in the Malchut and shine to the sun, to shines to the souls that are in the Malchut, in the worlds of Bia. Let's depict it the following way. There is the special barrier here called Parsa. So above the Parsa, we have the world of Atzilut. This is where the light is.
Mir.
It shines. There is a parzuf here called Zeranpin. Sun.
Zeranpin. Malchut mitlabeshet alav.
The Malchut clothes on it. From its chaze and down. This is the Malchut. Malchut itself is very small. It's just a point. And all of its lower nine are down below the Parsa. And here it's the Malchut itself. Malchut itself, and here down below, it's nine lower sfirot. From the Chochma down to the Malchut. And the Malchut that exists here is the Keter.
Keter.
And here you have the souls, the broken souls. Because these broken souls, they want to correct. They build these lower nine of Malchut. Arrange them. And then this Malchut becomes the Partsuf of the Malchut.
Shemitlabesh ala Zeranpin me'atiferet shelo.
that clothes on the Zeranpin from its Tiferet. Zeranpin is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the source of light. Source of light. Meaning, to the extent to which the souls wish to unite together, they join the Malchut. To the extent to which they want to connect. The souls in general, which are here, they're called the nations of the world. The souls that want to unite in order to reach the Zeranpin are called Israel, Yashar Kel. Therefore, Malchut itself is called Knesset Israel, meaning that it collects all those souls that want to unite with the Creator, the Zeranpin. And how does the Zeranpin shine? The Zeranpin can shine to the Malchut only to the extent that the Malchut puts a case over it, a cover. Otherwise, it'll burn the souls. Meaning, to the extent to which there is a match between them, where the souls rise above their own benefit, and they close the Zeranpin, meaning they themselves cover themselves from the Zeranpin. They cover themselves from the Creator. I don't want to discover the Creator. I want to bestow contentment onto Him, because if I discover Him, it'll be for myself. So how do we always, are we drawn to the revelation of the Creator? We want Him to be revealed in our vessels of bestowal.
Ot lamed bet. Vze nimshach ad sheba Avraham ve'orida rakia echad.
Item 32, and this continued until Avraham brought down one firmament, and this is the discernment of Chesed that spread down below, because Avraham is the man of mercy, and they already made it there down to Moshe, and then the Malchut spread there, and it's Tetzfirot, in terms of Ach Be'ach, below the Chazeh, and still. The light of the first five Hei Rishonot in it shines again. And this comes from Avraham that brought it down from the firmament, and this is the discernment of Chesed that spread down below, because Avraham was man of mercy, and so they did till Moshe spread down in the Malchut, and it spread in the nine Sfirot in it, in the discernment of Ach Be'ach below the Chazeh, and still the light of the first five does not shine there. Meaning that until the Kelim spread down to the discernment of Moshe, the Kelim of Chesed Gvorah Tiferet Netzach, until it spreads, nothing happens, because the Moshe is on the degree after Avraham, and therefore realizes this role, continues the same role as Avraham. Because Avraham is Chesed, Chesed Gvorah Tiferet is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's how they're called, and Moshe is Netzach.
Item 32, inner light. The Malchut Inut expanded, and the Tetzfirot Inut as well, Inach Be'ach, below the Chazeh. And we should be precise that above, he wrote that as long as they are not using one Keter, and the Nukva needs to receive from Zira Anpin, her Malchut is included in her Yesod, and she has only nine Sfirot with a lack of Malchut. However, it does not mean, does not refer to about the expansion of Malchut, but about the expansion of its Ateret Yesod, in the meaning of Shipulei Me'aim, which was by Moses. Again, 32 inner light. It was expanded also the Malchut Iner, and also the nine Sfirot, in the Ach Be'ach below the Chazeh. We should be precise that above, he wrote that as long as they don't use this one Keter, and the Nukva needs to receive from Zera Anpin, its Malchut is included in its Yesod, and she has only nine Sfirot with a lack of Malchut. However, does not refer to the expansion of the Malchut itself here, but about the expansion of its Ateret Yesod, in the meaning of Shipulei Me'aim, which was by Moses.
Okay, moving on to the next part of the lesson. And let's sing a song.
אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד. נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים. Shazam!